拜的读经，我们从以西结书的20章到26章。
This week's Bible reading covered Ezekiel chapter 20 to 26.
那在22章里面有一句话，我们晚上来思想这一句话。
And in chapter 22, there's a phrase, and I will use that for tonight's topic for us to think about.
以西结书的22章。
In Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结22章
Ezekiel chapter 22
30节
Verse 30 So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one.
31节
31 Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed them their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God.
这个30节到31节说，神在以色列百中寻找一个人来重修墙垣。
Verse 30 to 31, it says that God is looking for a man among the Israelites who could make a wall.
但是找不到一个人。
But God cannot find such a man.
所以神的愤怒就倒在以色列人身上。
So he had consumed them with the fire of his wrath.
可见如果神找得到一个人，那神的愤怒可能就不会倒下来。
So obviously we can see that if God was able to find just one person, then his wrath wouldn't be turned upon them.
有时候我们常常在想，我能够为教会做什么？
Oftentimes we think, what can I do for church?
当我们这样在想，就是代表我们的信仰有在成长。
And once we think this way, we can see that our faith is growing.
很多人都是想教会能够为我做什么。
Many people instead they think, what can church do for me?
所以他们对教会不太满意，因为没有为我做这个，没有为我做那个。
So they feel dissatisfied towards church because they feel church did not do anything for them.
但是如果有更多人想我能够为教会做什么。
But if more people could just think, what can I do for the church?
我们就会发现这个教会会有更多人付出。
Then we can see that there will be more people willing to give to the church.
那我们在教会里面的感受会很大的不一样。
And we would have a much different feeling when we come to church.
但是当我们真的在想我能够为教会做什么，我们真的觉得很有限。
But when we truly think about what we can do for this, for church, it is indeed limited.
第一个上班的人一天上班8小时，回家就已经很累了。我能做什么
？For people who work, you work 8 hours a day, and when you get home, you're already very tired. So what can you do?
第二个，好像我们到了退休年龄体力都衰退了，那我们能做什么
？But for others, once we have reached the retirement age, we do not have the strength of our younger years. So what can we do?
但是如果我们从圣经看起来，有一件事情我们大家都可以做。
But from the Bible, we can see that there is one thing that everyone is able to do.
就是做神所寻找的这一个人。
Is to be this man that God is seeking for.
那做什么？重修墙垣。
And what does this person do? They fix the wall.
那是怎么重修这个墙垣？
So how can they rebuild this wall?
下面说，在我面前为这个国站在破口防堵。
And verse 30 it says to stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land.
这个重修墙垣既然是重修就是表示它有破口。
So for the fact that the wall needs to be rebuilt, that means there is a hole or the wall has been destroyed.
那有破口，以现在来讲，就是说有缺点了。
And for it, the wall to have a hole, that means that there is a weakness.
这不是说我们教会传的道理有缺点了，是说我们人本身还没有完全。
This does not mean that the gospel that we preach is incomplete, but man itself, himself is imperfect.
神的道理是永远不会改变的。
Because God's word does not change.
神的道是完全的。
And God's word is complete.
但是是人还没有完全。
But it is man who is incomplete.
那重修墙垣呢，就是站在为这个国站在破口防堵。
So to rebuild the wall, it is to stand in the breach and to create a defense.
那神的愤怒就不会倒下来。
And so God's wrath will not be poured upon us.
这个好像说，一道墙，有了一个漏洞，那个水一直流下来。
So it's like a wall. If it had a hole, then that's where the water would trickle out.
那看见人就走了，没有人要去把那个洞口堵住，那这个水一直流下来，到最后就把整个城市都淹没了。
But if people who pass by and do not do anything about that hole, then the water could rise and later destroy the city.
如果找到一个人很认真的去把那个洞堵住。
But if there's just one person who could patch up the wall.
那虽然很辛苦，但是这个水不会流下来啊，那这个城就很平安了。
While it may be very laborious, but the city would have peace.
那这里讲那个会倒下来的是什么？是神的愤怒。
So here it describes what is being poured down is God's wrath.
那神的愤怒，神是绝对伟大的，那我们人这么渺小，我能做什么？
And we know God is absolute and almighty, and man is very small and minute. So what can man do?
结果我们竟然发现有一件事情，这么渺小的人可以做，而且可以做得很好。
But if we see that there's one thing man can do, and it's only a small task, and we can do it well.
就是可以站在破口来防堵。
And is to stand in the breach and to create the defense.
那神的愤怒就不会倒下来。
Then God's wrath will not be poured upon us.
所以人虽然很渺小，但是很神很灵敏。你只要找到一个人，很认真那个破口堵住，愤怒就不会倒下来。
So even though man is minute, God is very merciful, and He is constantly seeking for this man.
那到底有没有这个例子？
And is there an example?
这个是不是讲理论呢？还是真的有这个例子？
Is this only in theory, or has this really happened?
事实上是有这个例子。
We can see in actuality there is someone who was able to do this.
如果我们来看《申命记》第九章。
If we look at Deuteronomy.Chapter 9.
申命记的第九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 9.
十四节。
Verse 14.
对，请读。
Let me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they.
十五节。
Verse 15. So I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands.
在这个地方讲，摩西在西乃山的时候，神告诉他，以色列百姓已经败坏了。
Here Moses is on Mount Sinai, and God is telling him that the Israelites have already turned bad.
怎么败坏？
And what did they do?
去拜偶像了。
They had turned to idols.
所以十三节说，这个百姓是应着景象的百姓。
So in verse 13, Lord told Moses that the people are stiff-necked people.
这个应着景象就是说，知道这样不对啊，因为大家在做，我也想要去做。
The Israelites were stiff-necked because they knew what they did was wrong, but they still did it anyways.
这个就是应着景象。
And this is what made them very stiff.
那神说，由着我，我要灭绝他们。
And so God said to let me alone, so he may destroy the Israelites.
就是神的怒气要倒下来，这个以色列百姓都把它灭掉。
And so this is God wanting to pour out His wrath upon the people and to destroy them.
那现在怎么办呢？
So what's going to happen?
神已经说他怒气要下来，下来全部都死光了。
God has already said that He wants to destroy the people.
我们看摩西做什么。
But let us see what Moses did.
我们看
Verse 18. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water because of all your sin which you committed in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. 19. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which the Lord was angry with you to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me at that time also.
20.
And the Lord was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him, so I prayed for Aaron also at the same time.
这个地方啊，摩西就讲他本身的体验。
So here Moses describes his own experience.
说神向你们大发烈怒，要灭绝你们。
He said that God was indeed very angry with them and he wanted to destroy you.
因为十诫里面哦，如果我们看十诫里面哦，最严重的罪是第二条。
If we look in the Ten Commandments, the most severe sin is the second one.
因为这是否定神的存在，否定神的荣耀。
Because this is denying the existence and the glory of God.
因为十诫拜偶像就等于否定神了。
Because if we worship idols, then we are denying God.
那所以神要把它灭掉。
So God wanted to destroy them.
那个时候，摩西很害怕。
So Moses was very afraid.
怎么办？
What should he do?
这个伟大的神生气了，人能够做什么？
The Almighty God is angry, but what can man do?
结果我们常常发现哦，神生气有时候比人生气还好，我们人还比较容易处理。
But oftentimes we can see that it's easier to deal with God when he is angry than it is to deal with people who are angry.
如果我们了解神的本性，我们就知道人比神还难啊。
If we were to understand the innate nature of God, we would know that it is more difficult to deal with people.
因为人虽然公义，但是公义里面常常是含有血气。
So even though people can be righteous, they still have their own feelings mixed in.
但是神虽然公义，他的公义里面有怜悯，差在这个地方，这个地方就差很多。
But God's righteousness and justice also has mercy in it.
那因为人的公义有血气，所以有时候判断不对，而且这个公义就要把人斩尽杀绝。
So even though man can be just, he still has that thirst for revenge. So his decision may be biased.
那神的公义有怜悯，所以神看到罪人悔改，神就心就改变了。
But God's righteousness has mercy, so if he sees that man is repenting, then he can change his mind.
所以难怪大卫说：“我宁愿落在神的手里。”
So no wonder King David said, "I would rather fall into the hand of God."
因为他对神认识很深。
Because he deeply understood God.
那现在摩西很害怕，因为神说要把他们都灭掉。
So Moses was very afraid because God has already said he's decided to destroy them.
那十八节。
But in verse 18,
我恰从前俯伏在神面前四十昼夜，没有吃饭，也没有喝水。
Moses he fell down and fasted before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights.
这个叫做堵住破口。
And this is what it means to stand in the breach.
就是四十昼夜把它堵住，让神的愤怒不要倒下来。
So for 40 days and 40 nights, he stood in the breach to prevent God from pouring down his wrath.
所以有没有堵住破口的例子？有，摩西在这里就是例子。
So we can see that there is an example of a man being able to stand at the wall, and which is Moses.
一个很微小的人竟然能够堵住神的愤怒。
One person was able to stop the wrath of God.
这个不是人能做什么，这是因为神的怜悯。
But this isn't because of Moses, it was because of God's mercy.
所以今天我们能够为教会做什么？
So today, what can we do for the church?
如果我们看到教会里面有什么软弱的事情，
we may see that the church has weaknesses.
我们也可以堵住破口。
We can also stand in the breach.
就是用祷告来在神面前，像摩西这样伏伏四十昼夜。
And through prayer, just like Moses, to bring the matter before God.
那我们就发现，后来神不但赦免他们，而且神重新再带领他们。
And not only did God cleanse them of their sin, He once again led them.
所以神很容易被人改变。
So we can see that God is actually easily swayed by man.
人不容易被人改变，神很容易被人改变。
Man is not easily swayed by another man, but God can be.
因为神说，你转向我，我就转向你。
Because God has once said, if you return to me, I will return to you.
转向神就是悔改。
If we turn back to God, that is us repenting.
那神转向我们，就是跟神重新建立亲密的关系。
So if God turns back to us, that is us being able to rebuild our relationship with Him.
所以一个算不了什么人，竟然很容易能够改变神。
So even though man may not amount to much, we can change God.
这是因为神的怜悯。
But this is because of God's compassion and mercy.
那我们再看二十五节，摩西在提到二十五节经读。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 25. Thus I prostrated myself before the Lord. 40 days and 40 nights I kept prostrating myself, because the Lord has said he would destroy you.
我们想想看哦，祷告40分钟都不简单了。
We can see that it's not easy to pray even for 40 minutes.
你想想看，我们什么时候有祷告过四十分钟
？So let's think of when have we prayed for 40 minutes？
一个礼拜有没有过一次
？Have we done that once in a week？
那祷告四个小时，这更不简单。
But if we were to pray for 40 hours, that is even more difficult.
四个小时。
Oh, 4 hours, that's even more difficult.
那祷告四十个小时，这差不多没有做过了。
And it's pretty safe to say it's no, none of us have prayed for 40 hours.
那摩西俯伏在神面前四十昼夜。
But Moses, he prostrated himself before God for 40 days.
那一餐不吃，大家都经历过。
Many of us have experienced skipping one meal.
那一天不吃，可能也有人经历过。
And perhaps some of us have experienced not eating for an entire day.
那十天不吃，可能没有人经历过。
But for us to not eat for 4 days, we probably have not gone through that.
那四十昼夜不吃也不喝，这个很少人。
But to not eat or drink for 40 days and nights, that's almost zero.
为什么能够摩西俯在神面前四十昼夜呢？
But why did Moses prostrate himself before God 40 days and nights?
因为这一次，如果我没有改变神的心，我下来全部都死光了。
Because he knew that if he did not change God's heart this time, when he comes down from the mountain, God would destroy them all.
所以有时候我们听一个人在问问题，旧约的神不可信，杀人太多，新约的神应该比较好拜。
So oftentimes we hear people saying they don't want to believe in the Old Testament God because he killed too many people.
好像旧约的神跟新约的神不同一位。
And it seems as if the Old Testament God and the New Testament God is different.
其实是同一个神。
But in actuality, it is the same God.
那为什么会有这种不同的感觉呢？
But why do we have two different feelings?
因为旧约的审判有时候是马上临到。
Because in the Old Testament, the judgment came quickly.
你拜偶像下来，马上神说我要全部把它灭掉，是马上临到。
So like the Israelites who worshipped idols, once Moses come down from the mountain, they would be immediately destroyed.
那这个新约的神也是同一个神。
But in the New Testament, it is the same God.
那神先差遣主耶稣来。传救恩
，and God sent Jesus to preach the gospel.
好像神拣选以色列百姓，这是恩典。
Just like how God chose the Israelites, this is grace.
那要去传警告。
And so Jesus was preaching a warning.
这个有一个恩典期呀。
But this came out of grace.
这个恩典期就好像这个 credit card 的 grace period， 你25天不要付钱。
So it is like the grace period in a credit card where you don't have to pay for a period of time.
但是如果我们看启示录。
But if we look at the book of Revelation,
我们知道神非常可怕的。
We can see that God indeed is a very fearful God.
将来神的愤怒倒下来，比旧约时代还厉害。
And when His wrath finally comes down, it will be worse than that of the Old Testament.
那个七号七碗一倒下来，那个灾从来没有人经历过。
The seven trumpets and the seven bowls, no one has ever experienced.
所以这个神的本性其实是没有改变。
So we can see that God's character never changes.
只是旧约马上临到，新约是往后延，恩典期长一点。
It's just that in the Old Testament the judgment came immediately, but in the New Testament the judgment will come later.
所以我们在新约时代，我们拜的同一个神，不要把神的恩典当作放纵机会，没有关系啊！你看谁犯罪也没有关系，这个不是这样讲的。
So let us not treat God's grace as a grace period where when we see nothing happens, we think it's okay.
旧约时代马上犯罪，报应马上来，大家会怕。
In the Old Testament, you receive what you reap immediately.
新约时代好像犯罪也没有什么关系，谁犯罪你看你不是没有关系吗？
But in the New Testament, it's as if the people who sin have nothing coming to them.
不是没有关系的。
And it's not that everything is all right.
这个恩典期过了，神怜悯过去了，神的公义来的时候更可怕。
Once the grace period passes, God's righteousness will come and His judgment will come.
所以这里说神摩西俯伏四十昼夜。
So here it says Moses prostrated himself for 40 days and nights.
那这个本身就是爱心呐。
And this came out of love.
没有爱心，我们怎么祷告得下呢？
Without love, how could he continue praying?
因为你没有爱心，也没有什么目的，也没有什么动机，跪在那里等于罚跪啊。
Because without love, he has no end goal and he has no motivation.
但是如果有爱心
，But if he has love,
我们可以想象神的愤怒下来，这很可怕。
Then we can see that once God's wrath comes down, it is something that we have fear.
所以我们出于爱心，我们的祷告就会恒久忍耐。
So it is out of love that our prayers can be consistent and persistent.
所以摩西四十昼夜，这个是真的有爱心，没有爱心怎么做得下呢？
So we can see that Moses obviously loved the people, otherwise how could he pray for 40 days and nights?
所以爱是不求自己的益处。
So love is not seeking out benefits for oneself.
如果求自己的益处，早就下去吃饭了，我为什么要40昼夜不吃？
If Moses only worried about himself, he would have given up long time ago and fed himself.
那不求自己的益处，就是要求你所爱的人的益处。
So if he did not pray for his own benefit, he prayed for the benefit of the people he loved.
那他得罪神，我真的很爱他，我希望他不要得到神的愤怒，所以我要继续为他祷告，就是这样而已。
So he knew that the person he loved had sinned against God, but so that God's wrath does not come down on that person, Moses prayed for him. And so how long did he pray?
祷告到神的愤怒解消，祷告到他能够回转。
He prayed until God's wrath turned away from the people.
人有爱就会感动神。
If we have love, we can move God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God himself is love.
所以其实神很听爱，出于爱心的人的祷告。
So God particularly listens to those prayers that come out of love.
好，那我们再看26节，申命记第九章26节，请。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. Therefore I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, do not destroy your people and your inheritance whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
27节。
27. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not look on the stubbornness of the people or on their wickedness or their sin.
除了用爱心之外，这个摩西站在破口，就是纪念神的应许。
And in addition to love, by standing in the breach, Moses, was remembering the promise that God had made.
求你纪念你的仆人亚伯兰、以撒、雅各。
He asked God to remember the servants that came before him, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为神跟他们立约。
Because God had established a covenant with them.
神应许这一块地要给他们。
And God had promised that he would give this land to them.
那你现在都把他们杀掉，你的应许就没有实现了。
So if God were to destroy them, then the promise would not be fulfilled.
那神是守约是慈爱的神。
And God is a God who keeps a covenant, and he is...
所以神的应许他一定会坚持。
So he would insist on the promise he has made.
所以我们有问题就要找圣经，看有什么神的应许可以帮助我解决我的问题。
So if we have any problems, we can always turn to the Bible to see the promises God has made.
那这样我抓住神的应许祷告，神就会垂听。
So if we hold fast to the promises that God has made to us and if we pray.
那我们再看28节。
Let's turn to verse 28.
请。
Lest the land from which you brought us should say, because the Lord was not able to bring them to the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. 29. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, whom you brought out by your mighty power and by your outstretched arm.
那这个是摩西的祷告第三个很有功效的原因呢，就是他以神的荣耀做目的。
And the third effective point of Moses' prayer is that he used God's glory as an goal.
那你如果这里都把他们杀掉，哇，大家就在议论了，他拜那个什么神？
So Moses told God, if you were to destroy this people, others would say, what kind of God is this?
那你的荣耀在哪里？
Where is this God's glory?
所以你把他们带进去，这个就是你的荣耀，杀掉你就没有荣耀。
So for God to bring his people, fulfill the promise and bring them into the land, this is their glory. But if he destroys them, then he has no glory.
所以当一个人为着神的荣耀这样子祷告的时候，神还有不听的理由吗？
So if someone prays for the glory of God, how can God not listen?
但是有时候我们的祷告很难感动神，因为我们祷告都是自我。
Oftentimes when we pray, it's difficult for God to listen because all we think about is our benefits.
你为什么要求病好？
Why do we pray to become healed?
病好，我可以赚更多钱。
It's because once we are better, we can earn more money.
病好，我可以更到处去享受，到处去玩。
Or if I am healthier, I can go travel the world and enjoy what I enjoy.
但是如果我们祷告目标说神啊，你让我病好啊，我要来荣耀你。
But instead, if we pray, I want to be better so I can glorify you.
我要来服侍你。
I want to serve God.
来做你的工作。
And I want to do God's work.
哇，那这个祷告就比较容易感动神了。
And this prayer is much more likely to move God.
所以摩西站在破口。
So Moses stood in the breach.
40昼夜。
40 days and nights.
真的，神感动了，神改变了。
So God was moved and he changed.
所以他一下来，以色列百姓还活得很好。
And so the Israelites were allowed to live.
罪都得赦免了。
And their sins were forgiven.
恩典继续临到。
And God's grace continued to shower upon them.
那现在到了以西结这个时代。
But we now look at the time of Ezekiel.
罪一样多。
There's still the same amount of sin.
所以不要想说我们现在的人好像罪比以前少。
It is not to say that we have less sin than the people in the old days.
有人的地方就有罪。
Because wherever there is man, there is sin.
那在二十章里面呢？
If we look at chapter 20,
这个在讲以色列百姓他们犯罪的历史。
We will see the history of the Israelite sin.
二十章的第一节到第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 9.
二十章。
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 1 to 9.
就是在讲在埃及的时候，他们就习惯犯罪了。
It talks about their habit of sinning in Egypt.
那有时候我们说埃及，有借口嘛？因为你住在埃及，旁边的人都拜偶像，所以不得已的嘛。
So sometimes we say out of excuse, it is very likely that they were to sin in Egypt because they were surrounded by foreigners who worshipped idols.
结果从第十节开始一直到二十六节。
But in chapter 20, from verse 10 to 26.
在旷野也是心硬犯罪。
We can see that in the wilderness, the Israelites continued to sin.
那现在有什么理由呢？
And what is the excuse they have now?
那现在的理由就是，因为旷野很难走嘛，所以他容易犯罪啊。
So they said that life was difficult in the wilderness, so it was easy to sin.
给找一个借口嘛。
They found an excuse.
好，那现在到了二十七节。
But if we turn to verse 27,
现在进到迦南地了。
Here we have entered the land of Canaan.
那就没有借口了。
And now they have no more excuses.
迦南地牛奶与蜜。
Because Canaan is the land of milk and honey.
那迦南地是赐给他们。
And the land of Canaan was promised to them.
他们是主人。
And they are to own this land.
不像在埃及，他们是仆人。
And it's not like in Egypt where they were slaves.
结果从二十七节一直到三十二节。
So from verse 27 to verse 32.
在迦南地，他们也犯罪。
It says that the Israelites continue to sin in the land of Canaan.
所以这个人犯罪是罪性在里面呢，蠢蠢欲动，什么环境都会犯罪。
So we can see that man has a sinful nature, and regardless of the environment, he will continue to sin.
是因为人硬心违背神。
And it's because man's heart was hardened, and they rebelled against God.
好，那我们回到二十二章。
So let's return to Ezekiel chapter 22.
那人犯这么多罪怎么办
？And so man has committed so much sin. What's going to happen?
如果神不要，神就不理他的。
So if God did not want them, then God would not have to listen to them.
所以圣经才说这个私生子不会受管教，因为这个私生子只有他这个合法的他才会管教。
So we can see that only in the Bible it says only someone who keeps the law can be disciplined.
好，我们看以西结书的二十二章。
So let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 22.
二十一节。
Verse 21. Yes, I will gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in its midst. 22. As silver is melted in the midst of a furnace, so shall you be melted in its midst. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury on you.
这个地方就在讲那个铜啦、锡啦这些里面都有杂质啊。
So here it talks about how silver and copper is melted.
那现在就是要用火去炼那个杂质，炼掉了那个铜就是纯的，金的就是纯的。
And so once the silver is melted in the fire, it can become pure.
所以以色列百姓就是信仰里面有杂质。
And so here the Israelites, it's as if their spirituality had flaws.
所以神要用火把他们炼。
So God wanted to burn them.
如果自己能够把杂质除掉，那就不需要了。
If we could get rid of the flaws ourselves, then there would be no need for this.
那自己不愿意除，除不掉，那神就用火来，再把它烧一烧。
But if we do not do this on our own, then God will use fire to cleanse us.
就是一种炼净的过程，从十三节到二十二节。
And this is a learning process.
那是在这个来到之前。
But before this happens.
就是我们刚刚所读的，神找一个人来堵住破口。
Like we read earlier tonight, God is searching for one man to stand in the gap.
找不到一个人。
But he was unable to find this man.
所以这样神的愤怒就倒下来。
And so God's wrath poured upon the people.
这个神的愤怒倒下来他们就被掳到巴比伦去了。
And so after God's wrath was poured upon them, the Israelites were taken captive to Babylon.
就在那边受苦，在那边炼净他们信仰的杂质。
And there, they or tested in their flaws.
哦，所以今天我们能为教会做什么？
So today, what can we do for the church?
啊，就是站在破口。
It is to stand in the breach.
啊，为着教会祷告。
To pray for the church.
那我们就可以看到神赦免每一个人，神重新带领，神重新再同在。
So we can see that God once again cleanses of our sins, and He abides with us again and will lead us again.
每天要过着非常充满恩典的、充满平安喜乐的生活。
And every day will be filled with His grace, His peace, and His blessings.
啊，这个就是以西结书的二十二章。
And this is the teaching of Ezekiel chapter 22.
好，唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
484。